RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? I'm Beyond the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard. Monday morning victory Monday for the Washington Capitals for Alex Ovechkin. Yeah, Junkies just talked about Ovi for 4 hours. What are we going to do? Let's throw two more logs on that pile. 2 hours, Alex Ovechkin, the greatest goal scorer in NHL history. Celebrate along with us today. Celebrate in person with our guy, Awad. He'll take over at noon. He is at Capital Ale House. They've got multiple locations. The one he will be at is out in Innsbruck. Go have a drink. Go have lunch. Go celebrate the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL. Not a victory Monday for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. They, in fact, lost all three over the weekend, but lovely weekend of baseball. Final opening weekend at the Diamond. As we do the countdown, do the memories, Awad had a nice show out there on Friday, so we'll talk about that, of course. Get you ready for a full season of Flying Squirrels baseball. They'll pick it back up tomorrow right here on the Fan. Final Four action tonight, national title game, Florida and Houston. And how about that finish? Houston and Duke, man, that was something for the Blue Devils. That was something for the Cougars. We'll get into that, and of course, UConn running away with it in women's basketball. So we got a lot to get to. Should be a very fun radio program. Glad to have you along with us in here, out there, and always on the free Odyssey app. You know where we got to start, and let's do this thing.
So Carlson will make his way to the neutral ice, dropping it for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson, centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion, and his name is Alexander Ovechkin! He has done it here on Long Island. His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the Great, the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history. It is his 42nd goal of the season. It is the biggest goal he has ever scored. He is the greatest of all time. Alex Ovechkin, 895 goals as the game has stopped. And the Islander bench is emptied, as has Washington. The chance is Ovi here on Long Island. History has been made forever and always here at UBS Arena.
John Walton, Capitals Radio Network, which of course includes 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We did not have the game yesterday. We had the Squirrels on, but we'll have plenty of Caps hockey in the weeks to come. Some playoff Caps hockey, in fact, as they are the number one seed in the East. What happened yesterday? What was the final score? Doesn't matter. Not a thing that I'm particularly concerned about. Everybody got what they came there for. He was held scoreless in the first, and it was like, man, you know, because the tickets crossed $1,000 after the Chicago game. It was $1,000 to get in on Long Island. Man, imagine paying $1,000 and you get to watch New York Islanders regular season hockey. That would have been a disappointment. This was not a disappointment. This was Alex Ovechkin doing what he does best, the slap shot, the celebration, the toasts, everything. What a fantastic night, moment, day. What a moment for hockey overall. Just such a cool thing to see. We are all witnesses to it. Alex Ovechkin, greatest goal scorer in the history of the game of hockey. It was fascinating because John Wall, he said, that's the biggest goal he's ever scored. And I was like, wait a second. No, it kind of is. Never an OT winner in the playoffs. Didn't have the clincher on the cup run. Didn't have the clincher in the Eastern Conference Finals on the way to the cup run. Obviously, the heart and soul of those teams. I think on further review, I'm going to have to agree with them. I think it's the biggest goal Alex Ovechkin's ever scored. And with the national audience, we'll get all the praise and all the everything that went into it. And I mean, it took Gretzky a while to get that record when he was sitting on it because the pressure's so intense every night. And yeah, you don't play in front of crowds like that in an average regular season game and just everybody gasping and chanting every time he got the puck. That's not normal. And he rose to the occasion. He earned it. That was a legitimate goal right there. The slap shot in the power play where he's made a name for himself over the years. He has the most power play goals of all time. Wayne Gretzky has the most shorthanded goals of all time. Now, obviously, that is not a, you know, it's not an apples to oranges because they don't put Ovi out on shorthanded to do the penalty kill anymore. And that was kind of a bygone era of hockey. But they each have their thing. They stopped the game. Wayne Gretzky spoke. We'll get to that in a second. Here's how it sounded with Joe Bianlocker on TV.
Neutralized 13 of the last 14 shorthanded situations against them. Strome crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
It's so cool to think about the generations, the years. I was reminiscing. I was on a watch show on a Saturday in D.C., which you also hear here on this fan as well. And just talking about my memory of being in the house when he scored against Montreal, played it off the board, spinorama and in, and come to find out that's 15 years ago. Joe Bianlocker on the call for that one. Just the years of fun, of memories from Alex Ovechkin and from Joe B and the broadcast crew, too. They've lived through a lot of different names, a lot of different titles of that network, now owned by Ted Leonsis. It's monumental, of course, now. But all the different eras of DC sports, how many people we've seen come and go, and that's been the constant. And that's how you build a fan base. We'll talk about it. That's what they want to do with Jaden Daniels with the football team. Have a guy who will stay for a decade because that's no matter what happens from here, this generation, the people who grew up with Ovechkin, they're fans for life. We'll wear paper bags over our heads when they're bad. We'll complain about it, but we're in for life. Same with the longtime Redskins fans, right, who stuck it out through Dan Snyder. They saw golden years. They're in. They're not going anywhere. Great calls by both Joe B. Lager and, of course, John Walton on the Capitals Radio Network. Y'all think I was unbearable with the Terry McLaurin call against the Bengals? Jaden's pass to him. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Get ready for that. Just make that a hotkey. It's Ovechkin setting the record. The radio clip, I mean, it's like a 90-second clip. You think I care? We're just going to play that all the time now. We're going to play that instead of station IDs. We're going to play that instead of promos. We're going to play that instead of giveaways. You're not even going to know what the giveaway is because all you're going to hear is John Walton's voice yelling that there's a new greatest goal scorer of all time. Speaking of, let's do our first derailment. We're 8.5 minutes in. Now's the right time. Speaking of, that is CBS put on their NFL on CBS account the other day. This was the throw that established Jaden Daniels in his rookie year. It was the throw to Terry. How many times do you think I watched that on repeat? And if you guessed less than 10, you need to guess again. Perfect throw. It was so good. It was so good. What second best throw of the entire NFL season? By the way, number one didn't get caught. It was Josh Allen on that fourth down where he reads the zero blitz, puts it in his tight end's hands, doesn't end up getting it. That, for situation, for context, that was the best throw of the NFL season. Now, most famous throw by Jaden, it's the Hail Mary, obviously. It might always be. This dude could play 15 years in the NFL. That might be his most famous throw forever. But his best throw, that was the one against Cincinnati. And yes, I will watch that anytime it pops up in my feed. If you want to tweet that to me, at Michael P and RVA, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll watch it right now. I will. Don't make me. Just like this Ovechkin goal. This was a cool one, man. This was slap shot, power play, all the things you'd like to see. Crowd going wild. Just long enough to build the suspense. Had a couple chances in that first period. I know we didn't talk over the weekend, but he had some great chances at the end of that Blackhawks game. Blackhawks goalie was like, dude, I am not going to be part of your highlight reel forever. When they play this 30 years from now, they ain't going to be seeing my face. He put some saves on in that final minute there against Ovechkin. He wanted it at home, too. A hat trick at home would have been something. But they did him right in New York. Certainly did right by the family, the game. It felt weird to stop the game for that long, I will say. It felt weird that it was like, all right, we got the goal, we got the record. Everybody stop playing hockey for a while. We got some talking to do. Love that they booed Gary Bettman. Everybody on point. Gary Hess, congrats to your guys out there in Long Island. On point there. Wayne Gretzky had some nice remarks as well. And it's just fun. It's fun to be a part of history. Winning's fun. Winning on the scoreboard, winning in the record book. Winning's fun. And Alex Ovechkin did some winning over the weekend with a ton of pressure, with a ton of hype, too, with everybody in attendance, everybody following him around, waiting for it. And the coolest part, he's got 4 days now to soak it in before they're back in action Thursday night against the Hurricanes. I love that for him. I love that he just got some time as the record holder now to chill. And when they get back, they're tooling up for the Stanley Cup playoffs because they're going to be the one seed and they're getting after it. I loved on TNT, they had the guy at the intermission. He's like, hey, they got to focus on this game because there's two important points here, you know, and they're trying to get the President's Cup from Winnipeg. And no, they're not. No, they're not. They're trying to get Ovi the record. And they did. They won. They win. Ovi's got the record, does it in front of a ton of friends, a ton of family. We're not done with it. We got many segments left. I will talk Final Four. I will talk everything else, but it's an Alex Ovechkin Great Eight show, 895. He's the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League. Off and running on this Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. This is MP on the mic. You're listening MP to 910 the Fan. 910 the Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget about that free Odyssey app where you can catch all our Odyssey stations. We love that you got it locked here. Of course, Sports Junkies in the morning, Grant and Danny will be going to OV Town all afternoon. AWOD Radio, noon to 3. He'll have some stuff to say about OV, too. I guess what we're saying mostly is Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer of all time. Don't believe us. They put out a video. This is pretty cool. NHL put out a video of celebrities congratulating Ovi, which was super fun to watch. They had some big names in there. For whatever reason, Steve Carell was in there. That was wild. It will play the full video in a second. But let's get to the sports goats first. Here's Tom Brady.
Ovi, what's up, my man? Congratulations. You did it, man. You reached the summit. Nobody should be surprised. You smashed the record, and you're still playing the game at the highest level. You're showing everybody in all athletes, all sports, that no matter what, you can always raise the bar, and you've done that. So thanks for your inspiration. Thanks for your commitment to greatness, and congratulations.
When Tom Brady makes time to make a video for you, you know you did something cool. Everybody trying to grab a piece of the OV bandwagon, and why not? He's awesome, and he's the greatest goal scorer of all time, in case we haven't mentioned that in today's program. It's an Ovechkin-themed program. DC's second hottest athlete at the moment. It's Jaden Daniels.
What up, Alex? Jane Daniels here, man. Congratulations to you on becoming the NHL all-time leading scorer in goals. Man, it's just a testament to what you do, the work that you put in, the consistency that you had year in and year out, man. Keep putting on your DC legend, man. Hopefully one day I could be up there with you, but man, you're an inspiration to all.
Ooh, that's an exciting clip. Hopefully one day I can be up there with you. That's the goal. You can't play your whole career somewhere unless you play your first year there. That was Jaden Daniels this year in Washington, where he was Offensive Rookie of the Year. Well deserved. You don't anoint guys after 1 year. We've played this game before. RG3, of course, comes to mind. But man, the possibilities are exciting. What Jaden Daniels could be generational. Ovi stands alone in his generation. You had guys come through, Strasburg, Harper. I think the baseball guys come to mind first. I know for AWOD, it's probably the NBA guys first. It's the Gilbert Arenas's, and that era, that team. For me, it's the baseball guys you think of first. I don't think anybody's thinking the football guys first. Ryan Kerrigan, great player, great dude, never in that stratosphere. RG3 was the only one that even got remotely close to that. Clinton Portis, but again, wasn't a full career guy, right? Wasn't a whole career guy here in Washington. Those things matter. But I think Strasburg and Harper, certainly the two that come to mind, I think of guys who could have been generational guys here. And Strasburg won a World Series. Zimmerman, good player, local legend. Ain't nobody talking about Ryan Zimmerman at a national level. When you're doing morning talk show, talking heads, talk about great baseball players of the 2000s, nobody's saying Ryan Zimmerman. He was locally famous, and he's a great dude too, by the way, and has done a lot of cool things for charity, Virginia Beach kid. So nothing personal, but it's that next level. It's that Tom Brady's making videos talking about me level. That's the level right there is the one we're working at here with Alex Ovechkin. All right, I want to play the whole Stars Salute Alex Ovechkin video here. Because it's kind of wild. Like, you're always like, who are they going to get? You know, like you text around like, hey, we're making a video for Ovi. He's the all-time leading scorer. Who are we going to get in the video? What kind of stars are we going to get? What kind of celebrities are we going to get? I'll narrate what we need to narrate here. Let's get this party started. This is celebrities congratulating Alex Ovechkin on being, and I haven't mentioned this in a couple of minutes. Gosh, forgive me. He is the all-time leading scorer, goal scorer of all time in the NHL. So that's what we're celebrating here. Roll the tape.
What's up, Ovi? Number one, let's go. Congrats.
Hey, Alex, it's Mess. I just want to congratulate you on breaking the all-time NHL goal scoring record.
895 goals. Wow.
You found a way to do it. Congratulations.
You have not only broken a record, but you have cemented your place in history.
All right, pretty normal collection of goats there. That was, we started with Michael Phelps. He's a Baltimore guy, so he's presumably, like, I don't know if he's a Caps fan, but he's probably a Caps guy. He's at least aware of who Ovi is. We had Simone Biles in there. That was the female voice. Marc Messier, hockey great. And then Derek Jeter at the end. Right, so it's a pretty traditional collection of goats across sports. Cool that they took the time, right? I mean, that speaks to what this record is. This is a record that's probably like a top 25 record in all of sports. Full stop, period. But let's get wacky.
Congratulations, Mr. Ovechkin. That is awesome.
I'm very happy for you. I hope you can hold the record forever.
Congratulations for Big Snoop Dogg. Keep on shining.
Yes, that was Steve Carell of The Office first. Is he still Steve Carell of The Office? He'll forever be Steve Carell of The Office to me. He's done a lot of good things. He's been in some other movies. He was in movies before The Office. He'll be in movies after The Office. He was in the Apple TV thing, The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston. He's done a lot of things. He'll always be Steve Carell of The Office to me. That's Michael Scott congratulating Alex Ovechkin. One great manager to one great player there. And then you've got Snoop Dogg at the end. He introduced himself by name, in case you didn't know that was Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's just legally required to be everywhere these days, doing everything. That's Snoop Dogg. Up next on the reel here, this is the NHL's tribute to Alex Ovechkin reel. This is Michael Jordan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, congratulations. Writer record to break.
To be the man, you have to beat the man. You, sir, are now the man.
Now you are the one that's chased since you have passed the great one.
That was Pat Moynihan. He's the lead singer of Train. That's weird, right? Pat Monahan, excuse me. No disrespect to Train. Presumably, you know, they list him as 3-time Grammy winner. Love Train, sure. How did the lead singer of Train end up in the Alex Ovechkin reel? That's a question. Is Ovi a big fan of Train? Does he just blast drops to Jupiter before games? I don't know. These are unanswered questions that obviously I need answered now that we're in the rabbit hole. Jordan, yes. Derek Jeter, yes. Michael Phelps, I get that. And then Pat Monahan, lead singer, Train. I have unanswered questions that are probably not going to be answered by hearing from a member of the Full House cast.
Congratulations on this incredible achievement.
Congratulations, Ovi. You deserve it, pal.
Wow. Ovi, congratulations. That's a, boy, what a milestone that is.
Vince Vaughn there. Vince Vaughn has claims to greatness because, of course, he was in the movie Dodgeball, so he knows what it means to be an iconic athlete. Vince Vaughn making his presence felt on the Ovi clip. Elena Deladon's up next. Let's hear first from some more goats.
To be the greatest for so many years shows why you're a truly one of one.
Congratulations to you. You're an inspiration to all.
You've done a wonderful job of reaching this number. Congratulations.
Thank you for being so inspiring.
Congrats on this historic milestone.
Congratulations. It's an unbelievable accomplishment.
Congratulations on the record, man.
Enjoy the moment. Congrats, GOAT.
We congratulate you on this milestone, and we wish you lots more excitement ahead.
Alex, way to go. Keep going.
Congratulations, Ovi.
Alex, way to go, man. By the way, records are there to be broken.
Congratulations. Enjoy this with your family.
We're so proud of you. While you're at it, how about you win another cup? I'll tell you what. I'll meet you in the fountain, all right?
To the great eight. Congratulations. Salute to you, brother.
Is 1,000 a possibility?
All right, that's the celebrities wishing Alex Ovechkin well on the occasion of him becoming the greatest goal scorer of all time video. Danny DeVito snuck himself in there. What's he doing? I guess just because he's not doing not doing Jersey Mike's anymore, right? They got bought out. Didn't they get bought by a hedge fund? Maybe it's still Jersey Mike. Maybe this was secretly a Jersey Mike's promo in disguise. Here I am talking about Jersey Mike's. Pat Sajak in there, voice of Wheel of Fortune, you heard. That's legitimate. Pat Sajak, huge Capitals fan, attends many games each year. That is 100% true. He is one of their celebrity fans, so he had to be in the video. That was basically a sure thing. Scott Van Pelt, of course, who hosts the late Sports Center, who is from D.C., asked him to win a cup, jump in the fountain again, which we all echo. And then you get a LeBron James, which I believe gives you a LeBron and an MJ in the same video. That's some star power. For the NHL, that's the most star power they're ever going to have right there. Whoever assembled that video, one, did a very nice job of it. Two, has a giant Rolodex. And three, how about lending that star power to NHL hockey? So that's what we're working with here. These are the moments. These are cool moments right here. Alex Ovechkin, because I don't think I mentioned this in a little while, he is the greatest goal scorer of all time. And we are celebrating that today, along with many, many other people, at least according to that video. AWOD Radio is live from Capitol Ale House. Noon to 3 is his time slot. Go have a drink, have a beer, have a giant pretzel, have some lunch, get excited, talk about history being made. Friday night scores 2 against Chicago, and then finishes it off with the hockey world watching. Finishes it off early second period against the Islanders. They stop the game. Wayne Gretzky comes down on the ice. Wayne Gretzky, by the way, at the end of his speech, he goes, hey, Ted Leonsis, by the way, when I got the record, my owner bought me a Rolls Royce. The bar's set there, waiting to see what Ted Leonsis gets as a gift for Alex Ovechkin. We'll all be waiting on that one. I'm sure Ted appreciated that comment in that moment there. But it was cool. It's cool to see everybody support it, his family there, the chance, the atmosphere, the playoff-like atmosphere. And there will be actual playoff atmospheres. This season's not done. I love that it happened now, that it happened this soon, because they've got to refocus and get ready for the playoffs. You heard Carbs. You heard Spencer Carberry talk about it. They've spent time planning on this, and rightfully so. And now it's time to refocus. Drive to the Stanley Cup begins Thursday against Carolina, a team that came in and was physical with them in Raleigh the other night. I would not be surprised if sparks fly in that game, but first a pregame ceremony at home for Alex Ovechkin. He is, in fact, the greatest goal scorer in the history of NHL hockey. We are, in fact, doing a radio program. It's MP on the mic, back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. It's a Monday morning. We normally have a lot to cover, and we got a ton to cover, but today is the Great H Show. As it has been all day, as it was on the Junkies, certainly will be on Grant and Danny when they drive you home. And AWOD, of course, live from Capitol Ale House at noon. Super excited about that as well. Let's hear from the man himself. Here's Alex Ovechkin. He's the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL, in case you hadn't heard.
Be honest with you, when I was tying the record, I still can't believe it. And you know, it was so emotional, it was so such a great night, but this is something crazy. And I just said it, I'm probably gonna need a couple more days, so maybe a couple weeks, to realize what does it mean to be number one. But all I can say, I'm very proud. I'm very proud for it, myself. I'm very proud for my family, for all my teammates that helped me to reach that milestone, and for all my coaches. It's huge. It's unbelievable, unbelievable moment, and yeah.
Do you feel any sense of relief for that there's a weight off your shoulders?
Yeah, finally, I'm not going to have those questions when you think you're going to break it. It's already done. So try to figure out what's the next question is going to be. But, I think for me and for all the boys, I'll say it's fun time. You know, it's you can see how many people traveled from all over the world to see that moment. You know, yeah, it's special.
It's how you say it's a fun time. It is a fun time. That translates across any language right there. Alex Ovechkin, party time for Alex Ovechkin. Yeah, he'll be sighted. He'll be spotted if he's indeed gone to bed. It's up in the air. Who knows? He may be listening to us on his way to bed right now after a great night out in D.C. Well deserved, of course. He is the greatest goal scorer of all time, in case we hadn't mentioned that already. Talked about the pressure, and it wasn't just the pressure of getting it, because it was so obvious, and so obvious that he was going to get it. It was going to happen. There certainly was no suspense there. But the pressure of Wayne Gretzky's traveling, Gary Bettman's traveling, his family's traveling, Nicholas Backstrom's traveling. If you missed that, what a moment as they embraced in the locker room. It's that's what it is. It's the traveling circus. You know, games on multiple networks being broadcast, you know, across the country and around the world. 12:30 game yesterday. I'm sure the European viewership, the Russian viewership was off the charts for that. That's the pressure of knowing, like, you want to do it now because they're all here, and, you know, I'll make them travel across the country and wait 4 days and get back after it and end up in Columbus. You know, you want to just take it easy and celebrate and be celebrated in those places, as he certainly will, as Alex Ovechkin kind of reflects back on it. And all the players and all the people who made it part of their story. 20-some years, almost 20 years of hockey, which is incredible. He's a 1985 kid. I'm a 1985 kid. We're getting old. It gets hard for me to get out of bed every morning. He's still scoring goals like a maniac with a physical style of play, too. Still gets after dudes, and you just don't see that a lot across sports, period. And I said it in the lead-up. I said when he gets it, when he crosses the line, I believe he becomes the greatest athlete in D.C. sports history. And Walter Johnson had that spot for me at number one, World Series winner in baseball. And I think he's number two now. I think it's over. He's got the title. He's got the record. There's just so few of those records out there is what makes this particularly special. There's just so few of these records out there where you say, man, you know, what would it be like to be the biggest touchdown thrower of all time, the most home runs of all time, right? It's in that league of record. There's a million records in sports. We subdivide the game a million ways. But scoring, offense, those are still the ones people chase. In baseball, it's home runs and it's hits. We've got a hit king. We've got a home run king. Both are wildly disputed, but they are. And you know, the single season versions of those. You go to football, it's touchdowns and it's yards. You know, those are the two that we celebrate. You know, and I was lucky enough to be in New Orleans when Drew Brees got his passing record. Watched Josh Norman get torched, because going into that, the storyline was, is he going to get it tonight? And then he got it before halftime, made it a very uneventful night of football down there in the Superdome. You look at, you know, basketball, it's LeBron, it's points all time, right? It's Steph Curry, three-pointers all time. Those are the records. Those are the ones. Wilt Chamberlain, 100 points in a game. We're in that stratosphere. We're in that level of record. We're at that mark where it's not just, here's a fun tidbit. Here's a thing that they'll put a plaque up in the team hall of fame. This is national and global, and these are the records. You know, in soccer it's goals, and in hockey it's absolutely, it's goals scored. Now, credit to Wayne Gretzky, who remains the great one. That is not in dispute at all after this. Wayne Gretzky is still the greatest, because, by the way, Wayne Gretzky, when you add in the assists, his point record in hockey, points is goals plus assists. Ovi's not even within 1,000 of that. Gretzky, truly the things he did across all facets of hockey, I mentioned he has the most shorthanded goals. To have shorthanded goals, you got to be out there on the power play. You're the penalty kill. You got to be out there grinding when the other team's got a power play. He was doing that. He has the most playoff goals because he's got so many playoff appearances. And he's got so many, you know, the goals plus assists, the points. That number is just so far and away untouchable. That's an unbreakable record right there, unless they change the rules, change the game. Those are the ones. Wayne Gretzky's greatness is not diminished at all by what happened yesterday in Long Island. That's for sure. But Alex Ovechkin joins the sports greats. And, you know, so glad he's got that cup to go with it. It's not an asterisk. It's not a greatest to never win. He's the greatest and he's won. And they got a pretty dang good team this year, too, which we can dive into that. They've reloaded. They've got young guys. They got Ryan Leonard, who has one NHL goal to his credit. 895 more to set the record, buddy. Good luck. Go get him. But we had a call the other day, and it was, you know, somebody asked me, when do you know? When do you know that this might be a thing? And for me, it took a long time because you can recognize greatness, but it's greatness and longevity. You think about LeBron James, right? Greatness. MJ's greater. Wilt Chamberlain's greater, by the way. We don't need to get into the argument today, but it's LeBron, though. It's greatness plus longevity, plus doing this at that high of a level for so long. And that's nothing against MJ, who did it for a really long time, too. But to still be dominant every night, night in, night out, like LeBron is, like Ovi is, those are the ones that are special. That's why Tom Brady was special, because he stayed great for so long. And that's why, you know, Tom Brady leaves New England, goes to Tampa, says, all right, I get to call 100% of the shots here. I've been sitting behind Bill Belichick. It's my turn. I get to build a roster. I get to build a team. We're going to go win. Tampa says, here are the keys, buddy. Let's go. Builds his roster, builds his team, tanks their salary cap for the next 5 years. Nobody there cares. I promise you that, because they won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady as their quarterback. But that's also why it hasn't worked since then. It didn't work for Aaron Rodgers. It didn't work for Russell Wilson. This wave of really, really good quarterbacks, great quarterbacks, who MVP quarterbacks, who watch Brady like, I could do that. You can't. Father Time is really good. Father Time's record is like UConn women's basketball. He doesn't lose often. He's out here winning titles by 30. Some guys sneak through. LeBron's one of those guys. Brady was one of those guys. And of course, Ovi is one of those guys. Still playing at a ridiculously high level. I'm assuming, you know, not to turn it to what's next, but I'm assuming he'll do victory lap next year and call it a career. If he wants to, he can keep playing. He can play until the wheels fall off. Doesn't bother me one bit. He can play as long as he wants to. My gut says he plays one more year, announces his retirement before the season next year, does the victory lap, the farewell tour, gives us a chance to thank him for all the memories. I went down memory lane a little bit in our first segment, but so many great memories, so many great times with Alex Ovechkin, who we are celebrating on today's radio program. Let's do some more of it on the other side. Maybe we'll mix in some basketball too. We got to get to it eventually. We'll see. You're listening to Night to the Fan at 105.1 FM. It's Ovechkin's Day on the Fan. Happy great eight great chase has come to a conclusion day. Five more and he's at 900. Let's celebrate 900 too. Let's all get back together and celebrate that one. But we weren't on the air Saturday or Sunday. AWOD was in DC. He had a great show Saturday morning, did an OV show, which I thought was very good. Love a little OV radio in all its forms, all its styles. But we weren't around. He tied the record, did it on Friday night in DC. Really, really cool scene.
A classy, classy thing.
This
by the
is
Chicago
really
Blackhawks.
Cool. Chicago has lined up to shake Alex's hand. This is great. And I bet Nick Foligno had a lot to do with it because he's the guy who's leading the line and said, You need to go and see Alex Ovechkin because you're never going to have another night like this in your hockey life. And we'll keep it here while it happens. Alex Ovechkin goes to the line with the Chicago Blackhawks. A hug from Nick Foligno. He's first in line. Wyatt Kaiser.
Kudos to Chicago for recognizing the moment. Kudos to Ovechkin for scoring two, giving the home crowd something to yell about on a Friday night. Came in three away from breaking the record. Got two, got really close to the third. It was almost a hat trick in the final minute to get it, which would have set that place on fire. You just tell on TV the atmosphere, the energy. I've been lucky enough. I've been in the building for Stanley Cups. I've been in the building for big games. That was every bit the equal because they play the Stanley Cup every year. They play the playoffs every year. You don't have a new greatest goal scorer of all time every year. That's new. That's something. That's something that's a little bit unique. And to get to see it, I'm jealous everybody who got to see it. Jealous everybody who was on Long Island yesterday. I heard about that on the Junkies. I mean, congrats to the people who planned ahead. They were the winners. They got to be there for history, for the ceremony, for the pomp, for the circumstance. For the speeches. I was a little surprised. Like, I kind of thought they'd do the ceremony, like, during intermission. They just fall and stop the game. Felt kind of Cal Ripken style. Maybe Barry Bonds style, too. That's how important these records are. That's what they mean. And for the hockey lifers, too, just a treat to be able to see it. Here's Caps coach Spencer Carberry.
Behind the scenes, like, we've gotten all this attention as a team, and he has, you know, over the last couple years, but over the last couple weeks it has now turned into, you know, he's right there. And for us, especially as coaches, like we go to the hundreds and hundreds of hours that we've been trying to figure out ways to get him the next goal. And that's behind the scenes, that's frustration, that's happiness, that's long hours of like, oh my gosh, we got to figure this power play out. How are we gonna who's the centerman that's gonna, like, so there's just so much behind the scenes that goes into this game and trying to help set players and your team up for success. So when, as a staff, when this happens and you've been working, you know, 80-hour weeks for the last 2 years to try to help get the next goal, it's a pretty special moment for us to celebrate. Obviously, it's an individual achievement, but for us to help him get there and see it actually come to fruition is just, you can't describe the feeling of when that puck goes in. And I will tell this story for the rest of my life, standing on the bench, and we had a perfect view, right? Because that puck comes lateral, O's coming in on the left side. And this is the true greatness of Alex Ovechkin. I saw there was nothing. I couldn't even see Sorokin, let alone netting. And he shoots that puck and you don't. I didn't even know how it went in. I don't know how it got through all the different bodies and all the screen. There was no. I couldn't even see, and I saw right behind the puck, and it finds a way through, and beats him short side. It's just. It's the ultimate goal scorer's goal for the greatest of all time.
I love that phrase. He should be in hockey. He should be a hockey guy. Carbs. Spencer Carberry is the coach of the Washington Capitals. A goal scorer's goal, which it certainly was. I love that too. Hours behind the scenes. Figuring out how we're going to get him that goal. And a cool situation to be in as a team. Nobody saw this coming. Before the season, I did not predict 100 points for these guys. Nobody ever does. And then they catch fire. They win some games early. We were out there for opening night, which was a ton of fun. They do the Caps Legends. You're like, all right, this will be a fun season. They got some youth. They got some guys. I remember after that game, they had... they had a line that what it was the third line guys. They weren't really carrying their weight. And after the game, Bailey Johnson, she covers the team for the Washington Post. She the Carbs, you know, well, what, you know, they didn't play a lot in the third. And he goes, I was helping them out. Everybody saw it. Everybody saw they were struggling to go from there to catching fire, to finding that chemistry as a team, to winning the President's Cup, but winning the East, being in the race for the President's Cup, 100 points is nothing to sneeze at. It hasn't happened a lot during these great golden years of Caps hockey. So to be in that position where the playoff spot's locked up, so kind of do whatever you want. You want to devote your planning time to getting Ovi a goal? Devote your planning time to it. And clearly they had plans. They had plays. They were ready. That's the stuff that goes unappreciated, right? It's not just feed Ovi, because everybody knows that. And none of these goalies wanted to be the guy. You could tell along the way, none of these goalies wanted to be the guy. And yet, here we were with him getting the puck in range to do it. Then Chicago, where he got the breakaway too. Great opportunity. Ryan Leonard scores his goal. Ton of fun to watch that, obviously. That was a cool moment. Goal number one on a night where your teammate scores goal 894. Wayne Gretzky congratulates you in the locker room. Ryan Leonard, right? Future Caps star who is now linked to history. He was on the ice. He was on the ice in those games and got his first NHL goal in that moment. It was fun to see everybody go diving in for the puck to take it to him. Nobody dove in for the Ovi puck because they all went to go celebrate with him. The referee went and got it, preserved it. I'm sure plenty of pieces of that game will be sent to the Hockey Hall of Fame in the years to come, because that is a moment that will be talked about for a long time. And now every time you introduce him, he's Alex Ovechkin. He's the greatest goal scorer of all time. Playoff goals don't count, but hopefully he gets a few. One thing not on his resume. It's a pretty full bingo card. One square that's missing. Playoff overtime winner has never had one of those. Now, he attracts so much attention when he's on the ice. You know, he's fed a lot of playoff overtime winners to guys. Never had one himself. Will be interesting to see. Does that change? Can that change in the months and in weeks to come here? Hopefully months to come here. A little playoff run, maybe. We'll certainly be there every step of the way with you on 910 The Fan as we devote this Monday to celebrating the greatest goal scorer of all time. My number one Ovi moment had to have been 2009 Eastern Conference Final. Ovechkin and Crosby both hat tricks, 4-3 Caps win in the Eastern Conference playoffs, and they were so young then too. And in the moment, we're naive. We're idealistic. They're going to do this forever. This is going to be Brady and Manning, right? We're going to see them do this every single year. This is going to be Mahomes and Allen. They're going to do this every year. They didn't. For a lot of reasons that involved their teams and that involved circumstances outside themselves. But on that day, hat trick for Ovi, hat trick for Sid on the same ice, you knew it was special. And those debates can continue. And Sidney Crosby's had an incredible career. He's nearing the end of it in Pittsburgh. Love that he's a one franchise guy, too. Just like Ovechkin, love a good one franchise guy. But he's got a great career. He'll forever have that Olympic goal in Vancouver. Has done some nice things, won some cups. He'll forever have that Olympic goal as his headliner. TJ Oshie, same thing. TJ Oshie with that great Olympic shootout performance against Russia. That will be remembered forever. And those are the memories. Those are the ones we cling to. That was a day game, too. I remember driving up for that, driving back for that. I got less happy driving up for Caps games memories, too. We can go down the less happy memory well, too. Drove up, watched them lose in double overtime to the Rangers. Drove back sad, got a speeding ticket at 2 in the morning off of Glenside, just like a mile away from my house. We got unhappy memories, too. We got it all. That's the beauty of sports. We've seen this dude do a lot of things over the years, and to watch him become the greatest goal scorer of all time, 895 of them, pretty dang cool. It's Ovi's Day. It'll be Ovi's Day in the 11 o'clock hour. It'll be Ovi's Day at Capitol Ale House. That's where AWOT will be from noon to 3. I want to dive into some basketball, though, on the other side, because how about Duke Houston? Boy, we... 45 minutes into the program before I say, how about that Duke-Houston finish? How about that Duke-Houston finish? Let's talk some more about it. Come back. It's Empty on the Mic. It's the Monday edition. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Keep it locked here tonight. Who's talking? And then you'll hear the national championship basketball game. It will be between Florida and Houston, because both those teams survived in wild Final Four games. I hate how much fun the SEC's been. I hate how much I'm enjoying SEC basketball. Look, I didn't want to like Florida against Auburn. I still don't want to like Florida against Auburn. This is a dang good basketball game. I hate how good they are and rising to the occasion and making big plays. Hate how much I'm enjoying SEC basketball. I don't want them to win. I'm Team Houston. Yeah, SEC, 14 teams. It's the greatest league of all time. It kind of has been for the last month. That's the annoying part. Not just walking in with the strut, walking in denying mid-majors their spot at the table, backing it up too. Backing it up with big wins, great play, and then get two teams in the Final Four. Oh, and stage a great Final Four game between them, where both teams look national championship caliber. And what can you say? What can you say? But tip your hat to the SEC. I don't like it either. They're playing dang good basketball. That is for sure. Natty tonight, 8:50 tip-off. It'll be Florida. It'll be Houston. Florida's the best team on the court tonight. I think that goes without saying. Ton of talent. Well-coached. The athleticism is off the charts. Houston, man. Houston is freaking resilient. Houston is an unbelievable story. Would Kelvin Sampson say, 31-4 and not in the Toy Poodle League? No, in the Big 12 against good teams. All they do is find ways to win basketball games. And my goodness, what a turn of events on Saturday night in San Antonio.
Deflected away and Sharp with a steal. Out it comes to Wilson, humming for a three on the right wing. No good. Tip jam by Tugler. 1 point game. 67-66. Duke by one. 25.5 to go.
Everything about this just so insane. The tip back in, make it a 1 point game. You start with this though. Duke dominated the whole thing. Duke led for most of the game. To me, it's the technical. The Houston kid gets the dumb technical for hitting the ball out of the guy's hands before he passes it in. It's over right then. 6 points? A technical? Are you kidding me? You don't come back from that. And yet they did. And tenacious defense. They were so good on those inbounds passes. Like, Duke's worked on inbounds passes, but man, these guys were so good on those inbounds passes. And then Duke's got the ball down one. They know who they want to get it to. They force it, and he just doesn't get the look he's looking for.
Over to the left side and Flagg. 13 seconds. Flagg to work against Roberts. Trying to back him down. Curls into the paint. Fadeaway jumper. Short. Rebound underneath. Malik Wilson of Houston gives it off. Now to Cryer. Cryer is fouled. 3 seconds to play. Cryer is fouled. He'll march to the other end for two free throws.
What a sequence. They get Cooper Flagg the shot. And Cooper Flagg was so good down the stretch. No fading. And he made himself a shot and gave it his best shot, but he was defended really well. And I don't, looking at it, I don't think he had anybody open. I think Houston was just playing some phenomenal defense. Defense wins championships, I believe, is a thing they say. Don't sleep on Houston, is what they say down there in that program. Kelvin Sampson would become the oldest head coach to win a national title tonight if he can pull it off. He's 69 years old. That's nice. And he's been grinding for a while. Certainly, everybody knows him from his time at Oklahoma, his couple years at Indiana, but mostly that Oklahoma guy's been an NBA assistant for a while. He's got this team playing tough, hard-nosed basketball. You got to respect it. Now, you know Gino Auriemma. Gino winning another one at his age. How about that? That's incredible. UConn doing it almost 10 years after their last one. The sport changed, passed him by, and he's like, nah, I'm catching up. We're doing this again. Congrats to them. And a dominant Final Four for UConn. Big wins in both games. Statement. After, what was funny was one of my favorite storylines coming in, UConn had lost three games all season to the other three teams at the Final Four. But boy, they got hot at the right time, did their thing. Kelvin Sampson now, 69 years old, trying to get Houston. Houston's got some players that look like they're 69 years old. They got a sixth-year senior who's been in Houston for 6 years. I will be glad when we're done with the COVID years. This is, I believe, next year is the last year that guys still have a COVID year to use. The guys who got injury exemptions post-COVID still clinging to that last year. I will be glad when we are post-COVID years. I understand why they did it. It was a weird time in America. All times are weird times in America. I don't know. That's Rich Herrera's job to weigh in on that. But it was a weird time. They played the whole season and then just not the tournament. And everybody who's a part of that got a whole nother year of eligibility, which is... That in and of itself, I don't think was a bad thing. That was fine. I would argue, I don't want to be heartless here. I don't want to be the heartless guy. I'm the heartless guy here. I don't want to be the heartless guy here. You played the whole year and then didn't get the last little bit because of COVID. Did that warrant a blanket extra year to everybody? You be the judge. I don't know. I don't think so. But it wasn't that. It was that. And then NIL hits. And then people start making money. And why wouldn't you stay? If you're Zeb Jackson, right? Zeb's got the COVID year and maybe the medical exemption year. You're going to make more money coming back to play college basketball than anything else you can do with your life next year. If you're, and that's Zeb Jackson. And I'm not knocking Zeb Jackson. He's the heart and soul of that team, and he's a good basketball player. But Zeb Jackson can't start at a Power 5 school. He was at Michigan for a minute. He put up nice numbers there. And again, I think he can hold his own with anybody. But think about this, like the Zeb Jacksons of the world are cashing in at six figures. Why wouldn't you? And so you got people all up and down claiming the COVID year, coming back, and it's clogged up the system. And I hate it for the kids who should be getting their moment, but instead the moment's going to sixth year kids. It's just one of the many ways college sports is broke. By the way, we're keeping an eye today. Today's the day ratifying that House NCAA settlement, which would put official schools can pay the player rules in effect. So we are keeping an eye on that. We'll see. That's up to the judge, the hearing today, to see if that gets approved. If so, schools can legally pay basketball players. You add in the COVID year, you add in everything else. It's insane out there. It's just absolutely insane out there. So that's Houston, though, pulling for him. Excited for them. Duke, man, you're going to be living with that for the rest of your life. Controlled the game wire to wire, leading by six. Other team has a technical with a buck and a half to play. Here is John Shire.
Well, it's hard to process still, and... You know, I thought our guys did an incredible job the whole game. And, you know, I thought we had some good looks, didn't finish. You have to give Houston a ton of credit. And then still, even with that, you know, we have the lead, you know, with under a minute to go. And I couldn't be more proud. I'm not about to hang our head. I mean, this is part of it. You gotta handle the wins, and you got to handle the losses, too. And in a moment like this, you know, we're this close. And, you know, we felt we were the best team. The best team tonight was Houston.
Duke was a better team. Houston just didn't quit. Just didn't give up. Is that tonight as well? Because Florida's a better team. Is Houston going to find a way? Hopefully they make it fun. We are owed that after an otherwise mediocre tournament. See if we get a big finish out there tonight. You'll hear it right here. Hour number two on deck. Adam Epstein is AWOD Radio, and he's at Capitol Ale House. Noon to three today. Go have lunch. Go celebrate Ovi. I know we will on the other side of this break. You're listening tonight to the Fan 105.1 FM. Chase for History is in the books. Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League, and we haven't played it for you in more than an hour, so here's what it sounded like.
So Carlson will make his way to the neutral ice, dropping it
for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin! He has done it here on Long Island! His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the Great, the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history. It is his 42nd goal of the season. It is the biggest goal he has ever scored. He is the greatest of all time. Alex Ovechkin, 895 goals as the game has stopped. And the Islander bench is emptied, as has Washington. The chance is Ovi here on Long Island. History has been made forever and always here at UBS Arena in Belmont Park, New York. Washington has scored their first of the game, and the game right now is almost secondary as the scratches have come out on the Washington bench. And the ovation from the Islander fans and Capitals fans alike. Those who made the trip have seen history. They have seen 895.
John Walton, Washington Capitals Radio Network. We are proud to be a part of the Washington Capitals Radio Network. That's what it sounded like on the radio. Of course, many, many millions more watching on TV worldwide. A little Sunday afternoon. Great time slot to do it in. Great time to make history. Tarik El-Bashir, that's our guy. He's been on our show before. He's on Monumental Network now. He talked about, you saw after the speeches, after everything, he changed out of his uniform. They're on the ice. Sent it all back. Everything that was part of the record goal is being preserved, you know, for eternity or for however long the hockey world lasts. Here's Tarik talking on Monumental about that process. This is pretty cool.
So look, as Alex Ovechkin closes in on Wayne Gretzky, I wanted to give the folks out there a sneak peek behind the scenes of the team's effort to preserve history, literally in the making. There's a small army of Capitals employees, four equipment managers, two PR reps, and the chief of security, who have a very important job every night, and that is when Alex Ovechkin scores a goal, they have to go get his jersey, the stick, the puck, and they label everything. So, for example, if Alex scores in the first period tonight, in between periods, he will take off his jersey and change jerseys. That jersey will then be autographed by the two teammates that assisted on that goal, and that jersey will be retired. He will wear a new one. The stick that he scored the goal with is also going to be retired. They are going to put a sticker right here, one similar to this, on that stick so they know that that was used tonight and was used to score 893 or whatever goal. And then on the night when he scores 895, the team is going to use these stickers right here. These are three-dimensional. These are fraud-proof. They actually say authenticated by Brock Miles, head equipment manager of the Capitals. Brock will then put these stickers on every piece of equipment that they want to save: gloves, the helmet, skates, stick, even the puck, almost anything. So these have little chips inside, so there's no chance of someone saying, hey, that was from that night, without this sticker on it. Now, look, I think there's going to be a little bit of a fight once it's all said and done over who gets all of this stuff, because Alex wants all of this for his museum that is yet to be built, but it's going to be in Moscow, in his hometown in Russia. But look, the Hall of Fame's going to want a piece of it. The Capitals are going to want a piece of it. And I'm just glad I don't have to be the person deciding who gets what.
That's Tarik El-Bashir on Monumental. By the way, weird drop there.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A museum in Moscow. That's actually the first time I had heard of that when Tarek said that the other night. Ovechkin planning a museum in Moscow for post-career. He certainly got enough gear and memorabilia. We were in Mallorca in Spain a few years ago. There's a Rafael Nadal museum. I guess if you're famous enough as an athlete, you get a museum. Does Jordan have a museum in Chicago? I don't think he does. Ovi's certainly in that category of guys who get museums. Jordan's got shrines everywhere. The Nike store in Chicago is just a big Jordan shrine. Might as well be the Jordan Museum. He's got the statue outside the stadium. That's interesting. I love too the sticker, the Capitals equipment manager. He got the most important job in the building, putting the sticker on things to authenticate them. People don't know that's actually what happens here. After Awater I does a really good show, we retire the microphone. Michael Clifford stamps his 3D fraud-proof sticker on it to show that it's authentic to the show. We send it off to the Radio Hall of Fame for them to display later. It's never actually happened yet, but someday we'll do a good show, and then we can begin the authentication process. We'll have to get some stickers first. You saw how many people were involved in that, and the handoffs, and the intense scrutiny around it. I hope part of it ends up at the Hockey Hall of Fame, because this is certainly a story that is part of the game, and they are the great custodians of it. That's where the Stanley Cup lives most of the year. That's where you go year round to learn about all the great hockey things that have taken place. But man, what a fun thing for the team to be a part of that in a winning season. Because I had resigned myself to these next couple years were gonna be about getting him the record, and also when they win, it'll be nice. Kind of Nats style, right? Like, hey, when the Nats win, it's nice. I like watching sports. I like watching my teams. And when they win, it's nice. But instead, you get a team that's headed to the playoffs that gets this diversion with a month to go. Because sometimes you clinch a playoff spot. We've had this before, you know, month to go. Everybody starts getting antsy. Well, nobody's getting antsy around here because they've just had two of the great crowds in regular season hockey history, and they're running around authenticating things with 3D stickers. We didn't play this yet. Because we weren't on Saturday or Sunday. Let's be comprehensive of that Chicago game, because that home crowd was so good. And by the way, it's going to be so good on Thursday too. I feel a little bad. The people who paid for the Thursday tickets paid a lot of money thinking they were going to get to watch it. They're still going to get a great ceremony. They're still going to get to cheer. Not as bad as I would have felt if he hadn't gotten it yesterday and some people paid $1,000 a ticket to watch New York Islanders regular season hockey. But that Friday night crowd in D.C., that was special. Enough so that you saw at the end when it was empty net, the coach called everybody over, asked Alex if he wanted it, because they had decided a long time ago he wasn't going to do it on an empty netter, but then it would have been a hat trick at home. So we asked him again. Ovi said no, which was the right call, by the way. Still got some good shots later in the game. But here's the one where he ties Gretzky. An electric moment. You know, they didn't win the cup at Capital One. They didn't beat the Penguins to get to the cup at Capital One. Is there an argument this is the greatest moment in Capital One arena history? You got some good whiz games in there. You got Paul Pierce, I called game, but it wasn't for the title. You've got, honestly, George Mason going to the Final Four, I think has a legit claim to being greatest moment in Capital One building history. That's a fun rabbit hole for another day. Hey, I want to file that one away. We'll talk about that. Greatest moment in Capital One arena history. I got to do some research before I declare. That goal to tie Gretzky, though, it's definitely making the list of things we're discussing when we talk about that topic. Here's John Walton.
Buck coming near side and away from Mangiapane. Second unit here, Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has 894! And the bench empties here at Capital One Arena! Ovechkin has reached the summit! He needs one more to go one step beyond! He has tied Wayne Gretzky for the most all-time in NHL history!
That's John Walton. That's the Capitals Radio Network. That's the good stuff. That's what we're here celebrating all day today. It's Alex Ovechkin's day. He's a Stanley Cup winner. He's the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League. AWOD Radio, live from Capitol Ale House, noon to 3. I'm sure he will discuss this. Grant and Danny, I know they will discuss this. We played Tarek earlier in the segment. I asked Tarek about a year and a half ago, I said, is he going to get it? And Tarek said he didn't know, but, you know, if the drop-off hits, essentially there's no chance of reclaiming that form, which I thought was a really sharp observation at that point, right? If he drops off the cliff in terms of production, it's really hard to get it back. He didn't, though. He came back motivated, broke a bone in his leg earlier this season, stayed motivated, came back 40 goals, about to turn 40. Absolutely incredible. It's Alex Ovechkin's day. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I don't want to pretend like nothing else happened in the world of sports over the weekend, because lots did. This is mostly Ovi's show. And if you missed any of our segments here, we heard from Ovi at 10:15. We heard from celebrities saluting Ovi at 11 o'clock. I gave some of my thoughts in the opener and in basically every segment we've had today. And the place to go for that is the Odyssey app. It is free. It does have the rewind button. It's fun to watch everybody's videos and reflect on when Ovi scored his first goals. And, you know, I'm thinking about the Montreal game I was at where he scored that great goal. The Crosby Ovechkin playoff game. I think I had an iPhone at that point. I don't remember that being a thing. Everybody taking a video of the moment from where they were. Certainly a thing now. You watch any great sporting moment, right? And in the shot of the crowd is everybody with their cell phone out capturing it. Linda Cohn, longtime sports center host, somehow ended up with the best seat in the house. She's got the video from like right behind the net where you see Ovechkin doing his thing. Love the video of the fans up top losing their minds. And people all around Richmond and D.C. watching and celebrating, because so many of us have been up to the game. So many of us have watched Ovechkin over the years. So many of us have been a part of that story. It feels like really celebrating it together and the optimism of doing it right on the verge of a playoffs where there's going to be a ton of excitement. And is either that or talk about the Flying Squirrels, and we ain't talking about the Flying Squirrels. Flying Squirrels are 0-3 after their first homestand. That's all right. It's a long season, as we say. 0-3. Now, AWOD did his food rundown a while back. I don't know. I forget if he mentioned the slushy bats. If he did, he didn't give them enough time, because the slushy bats deserve a whole segment. I love that they've got slushy bats. So it's a souvenir bat. They fill it up with a slushie so you can drink it, and then you've got a souvenir slushie afterward. That's genius right there. I love that. I want to do, I guess we should do some sports news from around the sports world. This is the stuff we normally spend 2 hours on. We're going to give it a solid 8 minutes today. Tennessee Titans have rescheduled and will not host Shedeur Sanders for a private workout. They say they've seen enough and are very impressed by what he has. That tells me Cam Ward will be the number one pick in this year's NFL draft to Tennessee. Obviously, you never turn down an opportunity to spend time with a guy if you're going to draft him. So I'm not surprised at all. Adam said this, I've said this. I do think Cam Ward's the best quarterback prospect in this class. I think AWOD probably go all the way, especially now that Carter at Penn State is having surgery. You know I love Travis Hunter. You don't take Travis Hunter number one overall. It's a rough year to have the number one pick. I don't think Cam Ward's the number one overall guy. We got plenty of time to break this down on the way to the draft because Cam Ward did not become the greatest goal scorer of all time in NHL history over the weekend. Speaking of number eights, Lamar Jackson has filed to stop Dale Earnhardt Jr. from copywriting a stylized number eight for his NASCAR team. You remember Jr., of course, wore number eight in his NASCAR days, said that there would be confusion between Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Lamar Jackson if Dale Earnhardt was allowed to copyright a stylized number eight. I cannot tell you how many times in life I have confused Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Lamar Jackson. It's an issue for me. I'm so glad that Lamar Jackson's team is taking legal action to prevent this confusion. It's been an embarrassment of mine at parties for years. It's humiliating for me as a sports talk host, obviously, the continual confusing of Dale Earnhardt Jr., NASCAR driver, and Lamar Jackson, football player. It's just, it's about time somebody said enough is enough. I mean, you throw Ovechkin in the pile, it's too many eights. We can't keep track of them. It's a ridiculous number of eights. You got Ovechkin, he's wearing eight. Lamar Jackson, he's wearing eight. How am I supposed to tell them apart? One's a 39-year-old Russian hockey player. The other one is the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. I just wish there was some way to tell who is who. We'll never know. But thankfully, Lamar Jackson's team filing legal action there to make sure that there is no confusion as to who the original number eight is. Little VCU hoops news. Sneak a little VCU hoops news. Phil Martelli Jr. has brought in Bryant transfer Keyshawn Mitchell. This was the big one. 6'11". He's still got 2 years left. Averaged 8.5 points, 6.8 rebounds per game. Barry Evans also coming over from Bryant. This is the tricky thing, right? You want to pick a guy who's got a team. I'm not sure you want the Bryant Bulldogs team wearing VCU jerseys next year, but you want some of those guys to help set the tone. This isn't quite bringing Ryan Odom from Utah State, where you just know a team that can win the Mountain West can win the Atlantic 10. Full stop, period. Nobody would dispute that. Could Bryant have won the Atlantic 10 last year? That's debatable. But give me a 6'11 kid any day. You can't teach height. And he's got some good numbers to show for it, too. So be excited to get him into town and get rolling on that. Virginia Tech football. Yeah, we're going to do Virginia Tech football news on the news roundup. We'll dive into all this in the coming days. Kyren Drones scheduled for a minor medical procedure that is going to sideline him for the final week of spring football. Brent Pry says he's had an outstanding winter and spring. We fully anticipate he will be ready to return for summer workouts. Does not elaborate on what the minor medical procedure is for Kyren Drones. He's going to go up against Pop Watson for the starting job. I don't think Drones was the problem last year. I'll be clear on that. I don't know that he's the solution. Kyren Drones, I don't know that he's the problem. I'm just saying I don't think he's the solution. And you start with that South Carolina game. It's brutal. Rough stuff out there is what I'm saying. I think it's a make or break year for Brent Pry. I like Kyren Drones. Is he what you need to elevate in the ACC? I'm skeptical. I'm going to be skeptical of the Hokies coming into this season. I'll plant my flag there now. We'll go deeper on that as we go. Women's championships in the books. It's UConn. It's 12 for Geno. It's an incredible run across decades, across generations, across playing styles, across the NIL. His first win since 2016. This is the one that cements his legacy on Mount Rushmore of coaching, because, you know, he had won and dominated in an era, but to get one in this era where women's basketball is arguably better than it's ever been, the strength of the game is higher than it's ever been. The number of superstars in the game, the number of teams and programs putting resources into women's basketball to compete at that high level, I would argue it's never been more difficult to succeed in women's basketball. And it's a totally different style of player and style of recruiting. So I think this one's a big, big deal for UConn, for Geno. Congrats to them. Congrats to the program, because they stuck with him. You know, not that it's easy to run a guy like that out, but look at your Bobby Bowdens of the world, your Frank Beamers of the world, your George Welshes of the world. People get agitated after a little while if they feel you're not taking them to the promised land. Geno's back. UConn's back. Paige Buckets is back and is presumably the number one pick in the WNBA draft. Win over my girl, Dawn Staley, and South Carolina, who had a great season. Certainly dominant Final Four win for them in the semis, but it is Geno's year, Geno's team, Geno's time. We'll come back. We'll put a bow on this. I want to talk about Alex Ovechkin. This is a fun fact here. It says here he is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League. Let's dive into that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.